This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And thank you for tuning in wherever you happen to be listening to us from, all around the country and around the world, too. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we give you tomorrow's news tonight right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via both the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, and hello, Sue, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And don't forget, everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, doesn't matter what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, or whatever the reason is, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. I'm also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we've got our great website, the Captain's America Third Watch, out there, too, for you to take advantage of all the different things that we have over there at the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, joining us, hour number one, to start things out on the weekend edition, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I don't even know where to start tonight, but I'm going to start by saying this. The Supreme Court made their ruling. I was warning people a while ago, I guess maybe going back 2 months, maybe 3 months, I can't remember exactly when I started talking about it, but I said, don't count on the courts, correct?
That's right.
And I said, the courts don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole because it would be getting rid of votes, and they don't want to do it. And I said, don't be surprised if the Supreme Court doesn't refuse to hear this, too, for those very reasons. Now, constitutionality is one thing, but that's not the way that this was worded, and I'll tell you what I mean. You ready?
Yep.
Well, here's the deal, folks. Texas and any other states can refile their cases against Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania with the correct terms, quote, a motion to file the bill of complaint, end of quote. And their cases will more than likely be heard or lumped into one to be heard by the Supreme Court of the United States. This is even though the Supreme Court just dismissed the Texas lawsuit. But herein lies the problem. What happens Monday, December 14th?
Well, the electors meet to cast their votes.
And if the states don't call a special session in the states of Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania to deal with the electors in specific and what they may or may not do in casting their vote for the person that won the popular vote, which is the way it works in the states, then Joe Biden just goes in with his 306 or whatever electoral votes he's got, correct?
That's right.
So where does the president stand with all of this, people have asked me today? Well, here it is. He still stands exactly where he stood before Texas filed their case.
And understand that there are several paths still legally along the wayside, which are going through the state courts right now. And again, key word here, state legislatures must. There's that word, must be convened in Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania to have a ranch chance in hell of getting anything done. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong, Captain. People need to light up the telephone lines at the very least for that. Let them know that that's what you want them to do.
Yep. And none of what I'm talking about, folks, requires a ruling from the Supreme Court. None. Or any other court. The longer the process goes on, the worse it will get for the president, because we can't dilly-dally. Now, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't, but it's certainly worth the shot, isn't it?
Well, certainly. I mean, because we have seen, Captain, so much of the evidence. We've seen the affidavits. We've listened to the eyewitness testimony. We've learned about the voting machines. We understand the TikTok and the timeline of all this. And unfortunately, if it's not being heard by judges or state legislatures aren't convening to discuss it, go through it. I mean, we have had some of these hearings with Giuliani, for example, and the president's attorneys. But unfortunately, it hasn't moved the needle. But this information is out there. It is easy to see. And in some cases, it's right on videotape.
Well, here's the exact wording from the Supreme Court, from the majority. The state of Texas's motion for leave to file a bill of complaint is denied for lack of standing under Article 3 of the Constitution. Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the matter in which another state conducts its elections. All other pending motions are dismissed as moot. Now, there were only two justices that thought that Texas had a case. It was Justice Alito and Justice Thomas, correct?
That's right.
And there are only three states that we know that are the example for the rest of the country that got the election right, and that would be my state of Florida, Ohio, and Texas, correct?
That's right.
The rest of them have all got a problem of some sort, no matter who you want to talk about.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, Alito and Thomas, they believe that this case, this complaint as it was brought, falls within their what's called original jurisdiction in the Supreme Court. But obviously the other justices did not feel that way.
Right. And, of course, the Supreme Court decisively and speedily rejected the latest of Donald Trump and his allies' attacks on a democratic process, so said Joe Biden's press secretary. So that's where we're at, folks. We'll have more when we come back. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. We will be right back. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and myself. And hello to everybody out there listening. And I hope you're having a great, great, great night.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my buddy Mike Gallagher. We're going to have a welcome home party for Mike Gallagher because he's coming back from Georgia probably over the weekend. I might see him Sunday when he comes back because he'll probably come back to his studio and bring some of his stuff back with him. So if I do, I'll say howdy howdy to him for everybody that's listening right now. Now, here's the deal. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, I've been taking Relief Factor for a little bit more than 5 years now, and it works for me. Now, I've had some naggy, aggravated injuries from days gone by, and I at one time had to take Mobic and Flexeril, and that would give you make you tired when you weren't supposed to be tired and make you a little sluggish and this, that, and the other. And I finally said, look, I've had enough of this because I can't be tired when I'm doing what I'm doing, and I got to be wide awake to keep all you guys wide awake, right? Right. So I got on to Aleve. I said, well, I'll take some Aleve because that works pretty good. It's supposed to be real powerful. Problem was, I was taking 8 to 10 a day. That's not healthy. That's not good for you, and it can encourage you to have internal bleeding, all of the above. And I went, well, now what? So one day I heard my pal talking about Relief Factor, and that's the direction that I chose to go in, Relief Factor. And I'll tell you what, it works for me. It's got four natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It's 100% drug-free. It goes directly to the source of the pain. It goes directly to the source of the inflammation, and it solves the problem. Now, it's been working for me. It's also supporting my healthy joints and muscles and the rehabilitation that you have to go through after you go through some sort of serious injury. So there you go. Now, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Okie dokie. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've got Mike from Clearwater on the line, and I know he's loaded for bear. Okay, Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Hello, Professor. Always a pleasure around this time of morning, every morning. Kyle, I have a question. Now, the other day we found out that AG Barr, there was ongoing investigations with Hunter Biden that was kept hush-hush, swept under the rug, and, oh, well, you know, I did it because there's some, you know, rule or whatever that says that during an election year these types of things can't be brought to the forefront. Well, the first thing I want to bring up is how can we trust our federal law enforcement and the DOJ if they're going to keep – my thinking is I don't care who it is. If something – if there's a newsworthy item, election year or not, you need to let the American people know. Now, secondly, Kyle, there's a U.S. attorney in Delaware that's also looking into this Hunter Biden mess. Now, the Democrats, oh, well, you know, President Trump doesn't like someone or someone's been disloyal to him, he fires them. They, you know, they gave him hell about that. Oh, well, now the shoe's on the other foot. So is Joe Biden going to fire this U.S. attorney who's looking into his son's affairs? You know, I wonder what's going to happen now that the shoe is going to be on their foot when he takes the office on the 20th, if he takes office. I wonder what your thoughts on that are, because I think he's in a very bad position. If he allows the investigation to continue, his son could be outed. If he fires the guy, then he's going to, oh, well, you know, he fired him because obviously he has something to hide. So what say you, Professor? I'm just curious.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And by the way, Kyle, I don't think Mike was listening to our conversation the first hour last night, was he?
Perhaps not. I don't know.
Because we talked about all of that last night, but I'd be happy to talk about it again. First of all, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, customary procedure is every U.S. attorney, and I believe there's 64 of them across the country, tenders a resignation when a new president comes in, a new administration. Then it's up to the president to take the resignation or not. In the case of Delaware, I would say that Joe Biden would more than likely take the letter of resignation because he doesn't want that investigation going. But we also talked about the fact as to why the investigation suddenly was coming up this time, and two words came to mind: Kamala Harris.
Well, exactly right. Well, first of all, I don't know if there's any chance at this point, or there may be, of having that become an independent counsel where Biden maybe couldn't touch it so easily. But, you know, Captain, this whole thing with Hunter Biden is starting to coalesce in a much different way than obviously it did prior to the election, because
it's a bombshell.
Well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And what's on the laptop and more of the reports of what is actually on the laptop is pretty devastating. And so, but suddenly, quite recently, this is now starting to coalesce, as I said, because prior to the election, you had a lot of the cover up of it. You had the, it was deemed Russian and disinformation, this kind of thing. But you're right. Kamala Harris, or the notion of Kamala Harris, enters into this because suddenly the Biden, because everything for Hunter Biden in some way, shape, or form could likely lead back to Joe Biden, given what we've heard is on the laptop and given what we know some other people have come forward, for example, about Joe Biden being the big guy in these deals. And so that in and of itself could be enough to really do damage to a Joe Biden presidency. And lo and behold, who's waiting in the wings but the vice president, of course.
Yeah, Kamala Harris. And believe me, it's been the ambition of the Obamas since they got involved in the middle here of all of this and pushed Kamala towards the front to have her be the president and become the first female president. That is their goal.
Well, you know, and she's been,
and that's my
quiet
opinion and the opinion of many others that I know.
Right. Well, and she's been pretty quiet, by the way, if you've noticed.
We know why.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. I do think that it just seems very odd that now suddenly the Hunter Biden stuff starts to get legs. We start hearing about it now on different cable networks, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But, Captain, we were, among some others, we were telling people about what happened with Hunter Biden back when the story was being suppressed.
About 6 months ago.
That's right.
Yep.
And then right before the election,
yep.
The New York Post comes out and they get suppressed. And others who even shared the story were locked out of their Twitter
account. And for the people that weren't listening or paying attention or following the links we were putting out there on my Facebook pages, my website, and all that stuff, shame on them. Because guess what? Here we go again. And we already knew all this.
Well, exactly right. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how all this progresses. Because, you know, all's not happy in la-la mm-hmm. land for the Democrats, by the way.
No. Now, let's talk about where we're at right now. Because, of course, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected the Texas lawsuit to overturn the election results in the four battleground states. Now, the best avenue there for the president is if those four states could be pressured into calling their state legislatures into a special session between now and when the electors meet on Monday. If you don't do it, they're going to vote. The electors are going to be decided. It's going to go to the Congress for their approval when they get seated on January the 6th. And guess what? Nobody ever in history has overturned an electoral college vote.
Well, you're right about that. And we do hear that term a lot, overturn. In many ways, I think the framing should likely be trying to fix or repair the fraud that went on.
It's called election reform in every state. And here's the problem, Kyle. Here's the problem. I hate to butt in, but I got to.
Sure.
50 states could have 50 different election laws, and because it's left up to the states to determine what the rules and regulations are in their elections, guess what? The federal government won't touch it.
Well, exactly right.
It's a constitutional amendment.
That's right, and this is one of the reasons why it got rejected because of the standing, in that sense, from the Supreme Court. Now, I'm hearing that some, if there are others that would file a similar case, that they may be able to have standing, but all that remains to be seen. This is a big blow to the door. Yeah.
The other thing is, conservatives, everybody listening to me that's of like-minded nature, needs to urge their state legislatures, and again, there's only three states that got this right, Florida, Ohio, and Texas. Everybody else has got a problem somewhere. Every other state. Conservatives need to urge their state legislatures to clean up their voter rolls, which they haven't done, and I'll get into that extensively in a few minutes here, to appoint a clean slate of electors under their state constitution and do it again.
Right. Well, exactly. But, you know, Captain, what the American people are going to, I think, really be very upset about here is that there's no clear decision of the evidence mm-hmm. that has been gathered over these last several weeks.
And everybody hang on there when you come back. When we come back, we're going to have more about what's going on here. I am going to talk about the border rolls. There is a major thing that's transpired out there with our friends at Judicial Watch that they're in the process of trying to clean up voter rolls. And wait till I tell you about how many voters are registered and how many voters actually are alive and vote. Wait till I tell you that. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Vaccine approved.
Today, our nation has achieved a medical miracle. We have delivered a safe and effective vaccine in just 9 months. This is one of the greatest scientific accomplishments in history. It will save millions of lives and soon end the pandemic once and for all.
President Trump speaking from the White House after the Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use authorization for Pfizer's and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine late Friday, clearing the way for distribution to states next week. A Louisiana man has paid with his life for killing his 2-year-old daughter. 56-year-old truck driver Alfred Borges was executed by lethal injection at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana on Friday. He's the 10th federal prisoner on death row to be put to death since President Donald Trump resumed federal executions earlier this year after a 17-year hiatus. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Larry Overton, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and you can go to their website, geico.com, to get a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle or an RV, maybe a boat or an ATV. And, oh, by the way, they also insure your house or your apartment, too, so you can get your homeowners and renters insurance all cost comparison over there at the same time. Now, here's the deal. If you're able to bundle your homeowners and your auto insurance together, you will get a much more substantial reduction in the rate. Same for the renter's insurance. So that's what you always want to try to do. And all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. And while you're there, make sure you get a rate quote. Type in your zip code, and you're on your way. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, again, folks, December 14th, the Electoral College will meet, that's Monday, and vote Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election, and consequently, he would be in line to be the nation's 46th president. Now, there are a couple of hurdles along the way. The next hurdle is actually January 5th in Georgia when they have the U.S. Senate election there for the two senators, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then the very next day, January the 6th, that's the opening day of Congress when the Electoral College vote will either be accepted or rejected by a vote in the House of Representatives, correct?
That's right.
And while there still may be a few unresolved disputes in court, certainly there's going to be a vigorous discussion in the House of Representatives, where Nancy Pelosi has a slight majority, less than 10, I believe, at the present time. Don't know the exact number because there's still a couple of cases undecided. But another bombshell that got dropped yesterday was Senator Ted Cruz. He said, and I quote, "The Biden confirmation hearings are unlikely if any election lawsuits are still left unresolved."
Yeah, that's really big time stuff.
It's a bombshell.
Yeah, that's right. That's hardball for sure. And of course, because this is assuming the Republicans maintain control of the Senate, that's why it's so important, obviously. Because you know, we all remember how wonderful the Democrats were to the incoming President Trump back then. I'm not saying two wrongs make a right, but here you've got another way to try to stand up to a Biden machine agenda.
Now, enter into the mix Judicial Watch, and a lot of people know who Judicial Watch is, right, with Tom Fitton?
That's right.
And I rely a lot on them for what they're doing, and I also help them out with a contribution every now and then, which I think people should do because of the important work that they do. And here's one of the reasons I do. Last October, Judicial Watch published what amounted to be a groundbreaking, earth-shaking study analyzing data that showed that there were at least 1.8 million ghost voters spread across more than 350 counties in 29 states of these United States. Now, the data also revealed 8 states where the number of registered voters actually exceeded 100% of the eligible voting age citizens in the state. And that dubious distinction went to Alaska, Colorado, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, which is one of the states in question right now, right?
Right.
New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Vermont. These are what we call dirty voting rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And dirty voting rolls, Kyle, mean dirty elections.
Well, of course. I mean, and now we've seen in this past election, Captain, that, you know, the old saying, you know, the dead are voting and they vote Democrat. Well, now the living are voting and they seem to be voting Democrat because they show up to the polls to say, "I'm here to vote." And they say, "Oh, you already voted." And somebody voted for them. So these are really big issues. But you're right. If you have, if you're exceeding the number of voters in your area, I mean, that's simple math. It should be so simple to figure that out, and then, of course, have a way to clean those voter rolls. It seems to be the right thing to do.
And earlier this year, Pennsylvania was sued by Judicial Watch, and they won the suit, and they said that they were going to clean up their rolls. But they only actually got rid of, let's see, about 75 names off their voting rolls of some questionable 457,000 registrants.
See, that's just outrageous, don't you think? I mean, that's just really outrageous, yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, they filed a lawsuit in North Carolina for the same reason, large numbers of ineligible voters on the state voter rolls. And by the accounts of Judicial Watch, North Carolina had nearly 1 million inactive voters on its rolls who got sent mail-in ballots.
Mail-in ballots. Well, again, and look what happened in California. The California courts said the governor overstepped his bounds by sending everybody mail-in ballot, but it's all after the fact now.
Well, let me tell you about your state of California. In California, Judicial Watch uncovered 1.6 million inactive voters on the electoral rolls and sued, forcing Los Angeles County to clean up its act, which they did not do by the election.
Well, of course not. Called dragging your feet.
1.6 million inactive voters.
That's right. And don't you think
in just one state.
And that may not grant the state, let's say, to the Republican candidate in the presidential election, but what about these House races, Captain? What about local races? Don't you think that would have some impact on how these House seats might go, we might have seen a lot more from California turning red.
Now, successful lawsuits were won in the states of Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana as well. And in Ohio, a Supreme Court decision upheld the voter roll cleanup stemming from the Judicial Watch lawsuit. In Kentucky, they sued for a voter roll cleanup and won. Indiana agreed to clean up its rolls. And in those three states, they pretty much had things almost back to where they should have been. Not totally, but close.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, it's this is the eternal vigilance part of, you know, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance.
Well, my whole point for talking about this and mentioning anything about it is we have dead people still voting. We know that. I mean, those numbers prove it. We have people that we don't even know where the hell they live or if they even exist that are voting. Those numbers prove that. And nobody has enforced the rules or the regulations, making sure that they properly purged the voting rolls in a majority of the states across the country, except for the ones that I just mentioned.
Exactly right. Yeah, this is huge.
And California, your state, is one of the biggest offenders, and they continue to get the same results out there, don't they?
Well, very much so, with the exceptions of those seats that that flipped. But that was perhaps unprecedented. Hopefully it's the shape of things to come.
Now, I spent most of the first hour talking about the elections and the Supreme Court in Georgia and this, that, and the other, and how important it is for you people to vote up there in Georgia. And I'm going to give you some phone numbers again here. I'm going to give you some phone numbers. And we've got a caller on the line. I'll get to him in a minute. The governor's telephone number, Brian Kemp, is 404-656-1776. That's 404-656-1776. The Speaker of the House, David Ralston, his number is 404-656-5020, 404-656-5020. And the Senate Majority Leader, Mike Dugan, his number is 404-463-2468. That's 404-463-2478. We'll go to the caller real quick here. Good morning, caller. Is this Todd?
Boss, let's get down to business. I want to get Kemp's number. Just start at the top. Forget about the other people. If not, Kemp, you should be recalled. I have one question for the captain. Did Donald Trump win this election fair and square?
No.
Well, I disagree with
he
you.
Didn't win, he, no, it. No, he did not win it fair and square because they cheated.
No, but the bottom line is, had they not cheated, did Donald Trump win?
Yes. So you need to qualify your question.
No, you need to qualify your answer. You need to qualify your answer. Donald Trump won fair and square by the rules and by our Constitution. What the Democrats have done is stolen the election with illegal ballots, illegal votes, illegal corrupt governors, Kemp and Pennsylvania Wolf and the rest of Whitless over there. No, y'all cheated. Y'all corrupt. That's like saying that BYU should be in the national championship. They cheated. They got how? They didn't win. They didn't earn the right. Alabama and these teams right here earned the right to be there. That's what we're saying. It's not about this. Even though it's about the presidency, it's about America. I mean, we don't cheat to win. We win fair and square. We show up at 12 o'clock and we get it on, and if you kick our ass, you kicked our ass. If we win in the 1980 Olympics against Russia, the miracle on ice, that's because we beat you.
Thanks, Todd. Here comes the break.
Donald Trump.
All right, there comes the break, and it just cut him off. The computer did that. Kyle, you hang on, and folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, you know, I do believe that Donald Trump won the election, but did he win the election? Nope. You know why? The states are certifying somebody different. The Electoral College is going to vote somebody in different. So, technically, legally, Donald Trump didn't win anything. I hate to say it, but that's where we're at right now. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Just text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and we want to thank Donna Fiducia for doing that. By the way, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which is coming right up, we're taking a look at the nation's roads for the truckers and all the travelers out there over the weekend, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Just tell them you were listening to the Captain tell you all about the Pilot and the Flying J. And you drivers, you professional drivers, become a member of the Drivers Club. You'll get points for buying the diesel fuel you get there, also the food that you buy in the restaurant or whatever they have to offer there for food, and the driver's store too. You'll get points for that, and you can use them to save money, or you can use them for the Drivers Club catalog to get things out of there. And the RVers out there, they got an RV club too, so check them out, Pilot and Flying J. All right, here we go.
I'm
Cole Thorner to start it out this hour. I'm hot-blooded, and Kyle, you asked me if I was going to play that the other night, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I love that Thorner tune. That's, I like that, like Head Games, stuff, like, all that stuff from that era from them is just amazing.
Oh, yeah. All right. And, folks, we're going to get started with weather here because we do have some weather to talk about. Boy, do we. We've got some storm systems that are working their way across the country. Now, storm tracking through the Great Lakes Saturday will bring gusty winds to the region with a strip of snow from the Central Plains into the northern lower Michigan area. We do have a winter storm warning up there, and some snow and ice will go into interior sections of New England, too. Also, a quick-moving western storm that will leave a few inches of snow in the Great Basin Saturday into the Southern Plains Sunday. Temperatures will run above normal for most of the east come Saturday, and we've got a bunch of fog out there, but we certainly have got winter weather and lots of it. And take it away, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We do have a lot of winter weather out there tonight. Northern Montana, this is in the northeast corner. This is going to be a dense fog advisory all through that northeast quarter of Montana. Also, winter weather advisory east of Helena. Also, it looks like we're going to get snow in different parts of Montana as well. Bozeman, as we go through the state there. Into Idaho, of course. Up on I-90, certainly 4th of July pass, you're looking at some icy patches and light snow as well, so be prepared for that. It's also very, very cold. And as we move down through into Oregon, we've got winter weather advisories there just east of Klamath Falls and north of there. This is in the Fremont National Forest area. Also, just in the area of the I-5, this is near Rosenberg, Medford, we've got winter weather advisories. These all spill down into all through northern Nevada. A lot of snow across these areas tonight, Captain, as well. If we look on the map, we're seeing all kinds of snow throughout the western United States, Utah, Nevada, Wyoming, Idaho, and southern Oregon especially. So if you're coming across I-80, northern Nevada, you'll be very careful of that. And that also goes into parts of northern California as well. As we mentioned, Utah, winter weather advisory come up by the I-15 corridor, and certainly in Colorado as we go up the I-25 corridor, and a winter storm warning. This is north of Santa Fe in New Mexico. So again, this is along I-25, so be very, very careful in those areas tonight.
Well, we've got dense fog tonight in North Dakota, I-90 coming in, Rapid City coming in for about 100 miles. We've got dense fog all along there. Up in North Dakota along I-94, got dense fog coming in about 100 miles there over towards Bismarck. And then we do have in the northeastern corner of South Dakota around Sioux Falls some dense fog over in there. Dropping down into Nebraska, the eastern third of Nebraska from just south of Omaha all the way down I-29 to the Kansas border and the northwestern corner of Missouri, you've got a winter weather advisory for snow and ice on the roads. That snow is continuing as you go across I-80 all the way across Iowa, all the way into the Quad Cities, and then it's angling up towards the southern part of Wisconsin, and then up along the east shore of Wisconsin along the lake, Michigan there, the northern part of Michigan. You have a winter storm warning for the northern half of Michigan. Now, this is a winter storm warning, not just a watch. Now, dropping down into Kansas, the southern part of Kansas all the way across to, halfway across Kansas right now, you've got a winter driving advisory as well as a winter storm warning for right along the Oklahoma the Kansas line right about Enid, Oklahoma, and all across I-40 tonight from Amarillo, Texas, all the way to Oklahoma City, you've got winter driving conditions in there. That goes all the way down to Wichita Falls, Kansas. Then down in Texas tonight along Houston, I-45 south, down almost all the way to Brownsville. You've got a dense fog advisory going across I-10, dense fog advisory towards San Antonio. And then we've got, let's see, way up in Maine tonight, we've got a stretch of winter weather up there. Caribou, Presque Isle up in there, you're going to be getting snow and quite a bit of it to begin with. We do have some snow flurries that are expected halfway across Kentucky tonight, as well as windy conditions along the southeastern corner of North Carolina and the northeastern corner of South Carolina. And that's what the weather looks like right now. And Kyle, one thing about the Flying J's that we can tell people is that when you go into a Flying J, you're either going to find a Denny's restaurant, a Huddle House restaurant, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. In some cases, you might find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts up in New York, Indiana, and parts of New Hampshire. And, of course, when you go into the Pilots, you can find an Arby's, a Kentucky Fried Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen with a whole menu, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, or a Wendy's. Pretty doggone good stuff from what it used to be.
Well, it certainly is, Captain, and we think everyone will agree that the Pilot and Flying J just has the best coffee on the interstate, by the way. And if you drive into the Pilot or Flying J with the program on and you tell them that you're listening to the Captain's America, you'll get that free large cup of coffee.
Yep, and a lot of people have done that, and they found out that we don't kid them when we tell them that. So, so there you go. And let's see here. I was going to say we got Al chiming in. I don't know what he's chiming in about. Let me find out real quick. He says, got between 4 to 5 inches of snow here in Grand Island at the plant. Okay, I did notice that they were getting snow over there. We talked about that. So he's got 4 to 5 inches of snow on the ground, Grand Island, Nebraska.
Well, that's a lot. I mean, that's I can't imagine that.
It's just a dusting.
Well, but for those of us living in Southern California, any kind of snow is a lot.
Yeah.
unless you go to the mountains a lot or into skiing, things like that. But I don't know what we'd do if we had 4 to 5 inches of snow on the ground here.
Probably never drive again.
Exactly.
But the thing of it is folks, we covered a lot of ground in that first hour. Of course, most everything was about the Supreme Court and what's going on there and what can or can't be done. Again, it's up to the state legislatures right now. It's up to the state legislatures and those states of Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. If you want something done, you got to call the state legislatures and say, hey, man, call yourself in session. Get her done, because come Monday, when they have the Electoral College vote, guess what? That's never been overturned before, period, end of story. And I don't expect it will be this time. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.